One promise of a gas line is low-cost energy for Alaskans. Although Alaska doesn't have a pipeline to move gas currently, another state entity does and will. The Alaska Railroad will be the first to transport liquefied natural gas by rail, not only in Alaska, but anywhere in the United States. The Alaska Railroad Corporation was granted permission by the Federal Railroad Administration to move LNG last year. And as KYC's Dan Bross reports, testing is slated to start this week.
Alaska Railroad spokesman Tim Sullivan says the corporation plans to begin LNG demonstration shipments September 27th.
Moving LNG from South Central into interior Alaska, into Fairbanks.
Sullivan says LNG containers are on loan to the railroad for testing.
The technology is what they've been using overseas in Japan and other places for a number of years. The LNG ISO containers are easily transportable. They can go on flatbed trucks. They can go on flat cars on trains. And so we'll be moving them that way. We got two of the tanks that were donated by Hitachi AW Cryo out of Vancouver, and we'll be using those for the test project.
Sullivan says 8 runs are planned over 4 weeks to assess the potential.
We don't know exactly how big this is going to be or how small it will be, but first we've got to get through the demonstration project to see how efficiently we can do it and what that could mean to us.
The LNG will come from a Cook Inlet Point McKenzie processing plant and be delivered to Fairbanks Natural Gas, FNG, and the North Star Borough's Interior Gas Utility are part of the state's Interior Energy Project. And IGU project manager David Pruzak says he's optimistic about rail transport.
Potential to greatly reduce transportation costs with getting the LNG here.
Pruzak says reducing transportation costs is one of the keys to meeting the primary goal of the Interior Energy Project.
The delivery of gas at $15 an MCF to the meter.
That's the equivalent of $2 a gallon heating oil for Fairbanks area customers. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.